The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Purina's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and song. Just see the difference Purina makes and feed it right along.
I don't want to and haven't wanted to pre-record shows and then just set them to post while I'm away. I just don't like that. And so I didn't want to do that. Other podcasters do that and it works very well for them, mainly because they have no content, Big Fatty. And it works very well for their shows because, you know, one show is exactly the same as the other, so it really doesn't matter. I try to have some form of content to my shows, and so, you know, I love you, you big, fat, greasy, bacon-smelling thing.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty. Online!
You know, one show is exactly the same as the other, so it really doesn't matter.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1465 of the, say it with me, Little Show for Friday, September 6th, 2013. Coming up on today's show, we're going...
So we're starting again. Big Fatty, you're out of time!
Hello, ventriloquists! Oh, poor Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, I forgot what I was saying.
Oh, poor Big Fatty fucked up the intro. I didn't mean to, but I fucked up the intro. Oh, well, hi, Poodle. Oh, Poodle can't talk.
I'm sorry, Big Fatty.
Poodle, just for the record, how much have you drunk?
Not enough.
My dear gossie. All right, coming up on today's little show, because I missed that in the intro because I fucked it up, because that's what I do. I might have had a little
poor
bit of a drink.
Poor Big Fatty.
Yes, poor Big Fatty. All right, coming up, we're gonna talk about Pride 48 here in Vegas, and we're going to talk about all the things that we did here, and normally I'd be saying this really, really fast while the theme song's going, but it's done, and so I don't have to do that. So, Poodle, you were at the big Pride 48 dinner last night. That would be Thursday. So why don't you tell everyone about the dinner last night?
Big Fatty, you have to play the music.
Oh, dear Gussie.
Oh, Big Fatty, last night was just lovely. A group of us went to the Peppermill restaurant.
Now, that's like a truck stop, isn't it? It's like got greasy truck stop food.
No, Big Fatty, that's vulgar.
Oh.
We went with Timmy Sims and Tracy and Gavin and Melissa, and we had some cocktails.
And cocktails at the truck stop?
No.
At the Peppermill. The trees were in bloom at the Peppermill.
Yes, Big Fatty. And then we went and we had our dinner, and I had French toast, and it was lovely, just lovely.
I see. And then later, we dropped you back off at the hotel, and then we went to a big fatty, had a little bit nip a nap, and then we went out to the leather bar, which is not really a leather bar, it's more of a dive, really. But we went to that little bar. It's called the Fun Hog Ranch, and we went there with Wes, the country boy. That is not spelled C-U-N-T. What? Suddenly, my voice sounds wrong. All of a sudden, I don't know what I'm doing. My big fatty voice is just leaving me.
Big Fatty, do you have a cold?
I do. I feel sick. I definitely feel sick. All right, so we went there with Wes, and we went with RC Cruiser and Timmy Sims and Gavin and Christian and who? Tracy, and we went there with, who else that was there? I think Gary in Albuquerque might have been there. You know, he doesn't live in Albuquerque. Anyway,
Isn't he from Phoenix?
Yes, he is. And we went there to the bar, and there was a bartender there who was too young to drink, which was very weird to me, but he was there, but he was just lovely. And we had a lovely time, and Daniel Beaver got drunk.
Oh, that sounds lovely. Just lovely. I wish I could have gone to that, but I was busy baking a cake.
Let's see. Today is the anniversarium of the exiting of the birth canal for the boy genius. You know who that is, Poodle?
I think that's Princess Hana's son.
It is. It's Princess Hana's son. Correct. It is. Yes. And let's see. Is anyone else's birthday? I don't think it's anyone else's birthday today.
I think there's something else going on tonight, Big Fatty.
I don't think there's anything going on tonight because it's Friday and there's nothing going on. But we do have someone in the studio. If you hear someone laughing back in the back, it's because Granny is here, and that's why I keep fucking up the show, because Granny's back there laughing.
Hi, Granny.
She's...
Hey.
Dear Gussie. Anyway.
Granny, do you think that Princess Hana will bake Boy Genius a cake?
Don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Poodle, it's Timmy Sims. I'm in Vegas. Where are you?
Oh. Dear Gussie, Poodle, that sounds like that Timmy Sims here in Vegas. Where were you?
I was taking a nap after I baked a cake.
You really need to drop the cake shit because it's getting old. Anyway, let's go to our next one.
Hello.
Happy bacon.
It's bacon. Poodle, hello.
Okay,
so I am in my kitchen and I'm listening to Scotty. Thanks for the little show. Anyway, you know, now that I have two kids in college who have moved out, I just have to say that I do feel horrible and like the whole bottom half of my house is a waste because the bottom half of my house is as big as the top half of my house. And quite honestly, between the three of us who are still living here, we might spend 2 or 3 hours a week downstairs, maybe. So, Scotty, yes, I do. I have kind of tongue-in-cheek suggested that, you know, we rent the two rooms out for, you know, $300-$500 to some college students. And, you know, then you get into, it's like, well, you know, I'd rather sell the house to somebody who has three small children or a couple who plans on having three children or something. And it's difficult. So that's my answer. Farty, did I pick up your little show to answer a question for somebody else? Yeah, I did.
Oh, dear Gussie. Yeah, I have a question for you, Poodle.
Yes.
What the fuck was the question that she was answering?
I think she did it for another little show.
I don't. Y'all, I've told you this before. The woman is batshit crazy. She crazy is what she is, and she drives her big Chevrolet Red. And Granny's all looking forward to meeting her. Aren't you looking forward to meeting her?
Oh, yeah.
You can't hear him over there because he's way over there, but he said, oh, yeah. He's under his blanket because he's crippled. He's a cripple, and he's got to stay in there. He's kind of like that movie with the thing and with the people that sit in the wheelchair that they had the blanket over it. It's the exact same thing.
Big Fatty, you're just retarded.
Oh, poor Big Fatty. No, Miss Bacon, she has two kids, and then she had $300, and then if they left on a train going to Chicago, then there was another one coming in the other direction, and you didn't know what the speed between the two of them was. It was very confusing. Poor Big Fatty doesn't know how to do
math. Big Fatty, math is hard.
It is. It is. So Poodle, we're here at the lovely Excalibur Resort here in Las Vegas, and are you looking forward to anything?
There- there was something that was happening, but I don't remember what it is.
I don't know what it is, but we're here. We're here in Las Vegas. Have you won anything? Have you sat down at the what do you call those things? What do you call those things? The things.
The one armed bandit.
No. There's those things that are machines, and you put the money in the little thing in the slot,
ATM machine.
Yes. Yes. Have you played that? Have you played the ATM machine yet?
Yes, several times.
Excellent. Did you remember your PIN number?
No.
Because if you remember your PIN number at the ATM machine, you can get cash money. I've heard that. Anyway, so, Poodle, did you have cake?
What?
I have no idea. Oh, poor Big Fatty's gone off the rails here. I don't know what it is, y'all. I am so drunk. I don't even know what I'm doing anymore. I don't know what I'm doing. Anyway, we're here in Vegas, and you know what it is, Poodle? I remember. It's the Pride 48. It's Pride 48 tonight.
Oh, Big Fatty, I love Pride 48.
Yes, and tonight we're gonna be doing our little show in front of at least 5 people.
Oh, Big Fatty, that's too many.
I know. Are you gonna be there?
No.
Do you have your outfit picked out for the pink carpet?
Oh, I thought I'd wear this nice kitty sweater and the matching kitty skirt.
You know, I love kitties. I do. And you know, I don't say this enough to the listeners out there, but I love kitties so much that I would just love it if you would send them to me. Any kind of little picture of a kitty just send them to me. Just send them to my P.O. box. And I don't know what my P.O. box is, but I'm sure that it's on the website somewhere, which is bigfattyonline.com. And dear Gussie, don't forget the online and .com, and you can go there and you can get the thing.
Big Fatty, wait, I need to change the subject. I'm so confused.
Yes.
At the beginning of today's little show, the Vons...
Yo.
Said that she never pre-recodes a little show, but on today's little show, she said...
Goodbye. This is, of course, the last show that I will be doing before, if all goes as planned and hydrogen smiles, before we go off on our vacation. There will be a couple of shows on Fridays coming up that I will have for you pre-recorded.
Oh, dear Gussie. You know what? Maybe she's like that Mr. Mike Lawson. Maybe she's a big old liar.
Yes!
Really? Yes?
Big Daddy, I'm so confused.
You are. You know what? I think I'm a little confused, too, because I'm not sure this whole show. I screwed up the intro, and then I don't know what to do. You know what? We should go spotting Big Fatty.
Yes!
Let's go over here to the old website and look at... Oh, it looks like Big Fatty's Batman. That's come from Eric in the Seattle's there to make me a Batman. And then Skeeter was posted some pic. I don't know what the fuck that's supposed to be.
Big Fatty, I think Skeeter needs to call the voice letter line.
He should. Sure, Skeeter needs to explain that. Dear Gussie, I have no idea what the hell that is. Let's see what else we got here on the website. Oh, look, I love my cats, and there's me hanging in there.
Big Fatty, it's a kitty.
It's Musing Bark that did that. Yes, Poodle, yes.
Oh, Big Fatty, it's a kitty. Can I go on the corner and look at the kitty, please? Oh.
Yes, you can. No. And that Peter G, look, he found Big Fatty with his best part sticking up. Yes, he did.
Big Fatty, that is vulgar.
Yes, and that Peter G also found Big Fatty in an old advertisement for some Skimpies. I don't know what that is. I don't know what that is. Anything else there on the website? Oh, dear Gussie, I'm not really sure. Oh, there I am, dancing for Miss Kathy Bacon. And that Peter G also has me playing with some Leatherman's penis. And Veritable Virgo thinks that I'm Frankenstein. Gracie, wait, that sounds like the theme song to The Gays.
Oh, Big Fatty, I love The Gays. Trace.
What would that be doing in the middle of my show? Well, I'll tell you what it is. Actually, we are here at the Excalibur Resort with the lovely and talented Big Fatty.
Big Fatty.
And Nessa from...
who is not lovely and talented.
Yes, you are. And I'm Daniel Brewer. But we're here. Big Fatty, thank you for letting us play with your show.
Oh,
but
y'all, I'm going to tell you something. It has been a delight, an absolute delight to watch these two. So we've been recording this. Well, we've been recording it for
about
an hour and 15 minutes.
17 hours.
It feels like forever. But,
you know, and I'm getting some deja vu here on this segment right now.
Because I forgot to hit fucking record the first time we did it.
Which is usually Daniel's stick.
Right. But y'all, watching the two of them try to imitate Big Fatty. And then, y'all, I'm sitting here watching the clock. And the clock, it's one of those days where Big Fatty is going, I got nothing. And, you know, and they're meh, and then I'll tell them, oh, you still got 17 minutes.
Right.
Okay. And, oh, still got 12 minutes.
You still have 14 and a half minutes.
Right.
And, yeah, and it doesn't help the fact that Granny is back there with her moo-moo, her little silk moo-moo on. He's laughing at that joke again, even though we just did that joke.
We did it.
Laughing at it again.
He's old. He's old. He probably doesn't even remember we did it.
He's back over there. So the entire time we're trying to do these stupid voices, we've got Granny back there just cackling like a mofo. She's like,
but y'all, the best part of it is he's almost doing flips on the bed.
Okay. I thought he just had to pee or something.
Well, if you check the sheets, they're probably a little moist. But anyway, y'all, Granny is laying back in the back. Granny, you don't have any idea what you're in for this weekend.
No. Dear God. We need to put a mic on Granny the entire weekend just so he can be the designated laugher.
Right.
Correct.
I think that'll happen. Now, I mentioned to y'all at the Suits breakfast, and Suits in the Skirt, because, of course, Donna Sugars was there. But anyway.
It's
never not funny. Almost as good as The Goat.
And
Right. But I said I am more excited about this year than I have been the other two years that we've been here.
You said something to me a couple of weeks ago on the phone when we were talking about some stuff, and you're just like, you know what? It feels like there's nothing that we need to be, you know, there's no fire to put out here and everything. And it's like, I think finally 3 years into it, we finally kind of got a handle on this is what needs to happen. We do this, this, and this. The Excalibur has been great. Everything here has been, you know, everything we could possibly want, they've given to us. The studio is gorgeous. If you see any of the pictures online from here, it's gorgeous. All the shows are going to sound great, and I'm looking forward to it.
And if people want to follow along, in case they don't know about the new website you did, tell them what that address is.
So go to time.pride48.com, and that will give a listing of the next show that's coming up, and it'll count down for the show that's there, but you can see all the shows that are coming up and whatnot. So that way you can have an idea to set your alarm clock there in case you wanted to miss, because you wouldn't want to miss the Big Fatty show.
No! And that's in their time.
It's converted to your time zone. So if you're in the Eastern time, it'll frequently your, and if you, just oh. as a tip, if you're in Vegas, you should probably change the time zone on your computer.
Oh, dear Gussie. Well, did you see how quickly the time went by?
It was violent.
Thank God.
I'm hungry, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty needs some cake.
You and the cake.
All right. But y'all, don't forget, later on tonight, 7 p.m.
Eastern.
Is the pink carpet. And me and Donna Sugars are doing that, followed by the kickoff show, which I understand is going to be quite fabulous.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Big Fatty will have his annual 20 Minutes of Silence at 9 p.m. in the evening. Eastern. And anyway, y'all, I hope you'll join us all in the chat room this weekend. Vonzie, what you think of today's show?
You know, one show is exactly the same as the other, so it really doesn't matter.
And that message was pre-recorded, yes! You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This is
been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.